Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Because of how much we had to get through in the first hour of the program today with Patricia and the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway winners, congratulations to you all three. By the way, and with Alan and AWR Hawkins and everything else here on the live broadcast, I wanted to take this segment of the second hour of the program to get a little personal with you and talk with you about what we've got coming up in 2020, some things that mattered to me in 2019, some things that have been on my mind, because communication between the two of us over the coming year is going to be huge. As we move into the 2020 election, the attacks that we are going to face together as gun owners, as law-abiding citizens, as patriotic, traditional Americans who hold the values that we hold dear, is going to be vicious. Nothing short of vicious. So communication is going to be the key. Let me get back to that in just a couple of minutes. 2019 was a wild year, wasn't it? Let me remind you of some comments. And I thought about going back and cutting up some clips and playing these, but I don't think it was necessary because we heard it in the first hour. We're going to hear it in the second hour as well. But 2019 was incredible for a lot of different reasons. The number one reason for me, not story-wise, but the number one reason why 2019 was such an unbelievable year, personally and professionally, first of all, I've been doing this a long time. I've written 3 books on this topic. I've been a guest on countless radio programs, both national and international television, et cetera. I'll be back on One American News Network. We're working on setting up another Ledger, Graham Ledger interview on One American News this week. Heck, you know, and what's really fun, I'm going to be on with George Norrie tomorrow from 1 to 3 a.m. Yeah, I, you know, a 2 hour, but I'll be on with George Norrie talking about UFOs. Paranormal stuff, and guns. How cool is that going to be? Make sure to tune in. 1 to 3 a.m. Eastern. All right? So that's going to be what, 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock to midnight Pacific time, coast to coast a.m. with George Norrie. But it's not been, I'm not talking about the topics. I'm talking about the content, the speed with which we've been attacked this year, and the overwhelming amount of work to do based on defending against it. And I hope I'm making sense with that. I think you know what I fear. A longtime listener, you know what I'm referring to. But the content coming at us, the attacks coming at us, have been blistering. And they've been coming at us rapid fire. And if you listen to me over the years, you know I coined the term, I do triage. When you research the show, when you prep the show, what are we going to talk about together on Armed American Radio? Because of the speed of the content coming at us, been forced to triage this stuff. So you look at it throughout the week. Ooh, that looks like a good story for the Sunday broadcast. Ooh, that looks like a good story for the Sunday broadcast. That looks like a great story for the Sunday broadcast. You're still not past Monday. And then Tuesday rolls around, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes, we have Monday through Friday radio on the Daily Defense. We talk about those events that are happening on that specific day and save some of the bigger events, if you will, for some of the interviews with the people that we have on the show, such as Alan Gottlieb, such as AWR Hawkins, such as John Lott, such as Rob Pincus, such as Paul Markle, all of whom is in the guest lineup today, right? So you get the idea where I'm going with that. But the speed with which it's coming has been overwhelming through 2019. And when you hear someone like Alan Gottlieb, who you have heard on this show many times, say, have you ever seen it this bad? This is a man that's 40 plus years into the fight. And the response is never. In fact, Mr. Gottlieb and I have gone back to back weeks on this program with you where the content coming at us, the attacks coming at us, were coming at us at such blazing speed that the previous week outdid, or this week outdid the previous week, for example, or the week that we were in outdid the one that we just said the week before was the busiest we've ever seen. And it shows absolutely no signs whatsoever of slowing down as we go into 2020. In fact, I can promise you it's going to, now hear me here, it's going to get worse. How bad? I hate to fathom a guess. I never thought in the decade and a half that I've been doing this line of work that I would have ever seen it as bad as I did in 2019. And to sit here in this studio, this Crossbreed Holster studio with you today, and tell you on the last broadcast of the year, on the 29th of December, that 19 is going to pale in comparison to 2020, to me, is astonishing. But I'm comfortable in saying that. Based on what we saw in 2020, there's no signs of slowdown in 2019, excuse me. There is no sign of slowdown in 2020. None. The federal government, and we'll be talking a little bit about this in the next hour with John Lott. I'll get to this, I'm sure, with John, is now looking at $25 million in taxpayer funds. We know what the results of these gun violence surveys and studies. We know exactly. I can tell you right now how they're going to turn out. You don't need me to tell you. You know. It's going to turn out in favor of the way they want it to turn out. The media attacks coming at us as we move into 2020. The left, out of their minds, the rabid anti-gun, freedom-hating socialists in America. Socialism is on the ballot in America in 2020. Can you believe that? Socialism is on the ballot in 2020. Now, I'm confident, I remain confident, that my fellow Americans will not elect a socialist agenda in this country. But they're getting close, aren't they? Their numbers rise every single year. We have an opportunity to put the nail in the coffin in this election in 2020. And what happens to the left? If their current, this is crazy, if their current actions are any indication of what they're capable of in 2020, you need to be afraid, very afraid. And when I say that, because we're witnessing behavior from the rabid left, the gun-hating, propaganda-driven, freedom-hating, zealot, ideologue, socialist left that wants to take your property from you and was running on it until they decided, well, that's not gaining much traction. Let's stop talking about it and do what Joy Behar said to do and just wait until we can get elected. Then we'll do those things. If that activity is any indication, you need to be very, very concerned as we move into 2020. I can't tell you what they're capable of. Well, I can, but I'm not. We'll wait and let them prove me right. Hopefully they'll prove me wrong. But if what we're seeing in Virginia is any indication, 2020 is going to be a raucous year when it comes to the battle for our right to keep and bear arms. Having said that, the communication between us is going to be incredibly important. One of the major things that happened to Armed American Radio this year was my taking ownership of it. Finally, after a decade of creating the program, I now have the freedom to communicate with you in ways I was hindered previously. The internet, for example, our website, armedamericanradio.com, is growing. It's exploding. Premium content is now available. That includes fresh new audio that the FCC wouldn't want me to say over the airwaves, nor the Dems. It's including some video over there. It's in its infancy. And we're going to communicate in ways that is going to be vital, absolutely vital to the outcome that we have to see in this country. We must prevail. Freedom must prevail in America. And socialism is on the ballot in 2020. Your right to bear arms is on the ballot. They are running on taking it away from you. Make no mistake. And I'm going to drive this through you in 2020 all year long. We cannot allow what happened in Virginia to happen across this country. 40% voter turnout has caused an extremely volatile situation in the state of Virginia today. We cannot allow that to happen at a national level, I should say, during federal elections that matter so much to our right to keep and bear arms. So I'm asking for your assistance. because the content coming at us has been so hard, so fast, so furious, if you will, it's hard to keep up with. And I know I'm going to miss something from time to time. If that's the case, communicate with me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know if there's something out there I should be discussing that I haven't mentioned that you feel is important. And together, as we march through 2020, we can win this battle. I know we can, because freedom will always prevail. Coming up next, Derek Schrack from Defender Coffee, followed by two segments with Rob Pincus in the studio. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 2, Segment 2. I've been telling you for quite some time that we were going to be hearing from my next guest, and lo and behold, we finally got him on the last program of 2019 here in these Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster studios. You hear me say it all the time. Defend the second with every cup of coffee that you drink, right? It's foolish not to do that if you're drinking coffee like I am. Why would you not want to defend the Second Amendment with every single cup? 100% of profits donated to gun rights organizations. Mr. Derek Schreck from DefenderCoffee.com joins me. Derek, welcome to the program, brother. How are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, well, you're welcome, and I'm glad we were finally able to team up and get this done. You're coming on right before Rob Pincus gives us the pro tip of the week, so it's great to have you here. I understand that you guys have, we're talking about, you know, 2019 and what kind of year it is with the guests throughout the program today. I understand you and your wife have some news. This is kind of fun stuff, right?
Yeah. We are actually expecting our first son in March.
Congratulations.
So, for 2020. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, 2019, I can promise you, I've been through that a couple of times. 2019 was new for you, and 2020 is going to be promising. It's awesome. Just so many great things happening. And I wanted you to tell listeners of Armed American Radio. Well, tell me something, because I've been drinking Defender Coffee now for months. I get it every month. In fact, I just got notified that my next order shipped. I should probably have it Monday or Tuesday this week. How did you get started with this, and where did the concept come from? Because it's just a no-brainer.
Actually, so my wife and I thought of this after the Vegas shooting, actually, when everybody was calling for more gun control. We were sitting around one morning actually drinking coffee and just thought, man, you know, there's got to be something we can do to get more people involved in donating to gun right groups that, you know, fight gun control, basically. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we came up with this idea and kind of ran with it. So, yeah, that's how it started, was just trying to get more people involved in the donation effort, basically.
You know, isn't that funny, Derek, how things just happen kind of on a whim like that? You know, you're sitting around. I mean, was this something that you had planned in advance, and this was the impetus that got you going? And said, did it remind you of, hey, you know, remember what we were talking about? Or was that the actual spark? I love entrepreneurial spirits and stories like this. I think it's wonderful. So, I mean, was that the spark, or was it, had it already been discussed, and this was like, you know what, we need to do what we talked about?
No, that was kind of the spark of,
that's awesome.
You know, we just wanted to get, trying to think of an easy way. We wanted to create an easy way to get people to donate that they didn't have to kind of go out of their way to do it. Right.
So brilliant.
We're sitting around, hey, everybody drinks coffee. What easier way is, you know, than that, you know, everybody that drinks coffee could donate without even trying, basically.
Yeah. They don't have to physically go anywhere and do something on a regular basis or set something up. I mean, it's so simple to do. And when you and I first teamed up, I thought, wow, this is such a natural, you know, it really, truly is, because it's easy for me to say, look, if you're drinking coffee, why aren't you supporting the Second Amendment and doing it with absolutely dynamite coffee? Let me quote my wife from last week. Honest to God, dude, that roast is awesome. She's talking about the Freedom Roast. She hadn't had it. And, you know, my wife went through breast cancer. We had that. Our family went through that in 2017. It was a very difficult 2017 through 2018 as my wife was fighting that, and organic has become really big around my house. You have that out now in the Liberty Roast organic. Can't wait to try that. Haven't had that one yet, but my wife said, I can't wait to get the organic. She wants to stay with the organic, and she says, that stuff's awesome if it's anywhere near as good as the Freedom Roast that I just tasted. So we're looking forward to bringing that into the stable too. And here's the cool part about it. Even if I didn't tell her, and she went out and I just said, hey, go ahead and order that, she's making a donation in our house anyway. The Second Amendment Foundation, of course, is big. And that donation that we give to Defender Coffee goes. Now, when do you do that? You do that at the end of every year, right?
The end of every year, yeah. We do a standard donation to all the groups every month. And then at the end of the year, when we figure out what our profit is, we split it up between the groups based on who picked what when they checked out, basically.
That's absolutely awesome. That's absolutely awesome. We have limited time in these segments, and as you know, they fly right by, or I should say, as you're going to find out right now for the first time, they fly right by. So tell us a little bit about the products that are available. I'm looking at Espresso. That's new. Peppermint Bark, Liberty Freedom Roast, Liberty Pack.
Yep.
You now have a reusable K-Cup that fits just so there's no excuse not to be drinking this, listener, okay? It fits any one of your machines, including the one that Sophia Vergara sold me at 3 o'clock in the morning last year. And you've seen my machine, and you've seen Sophia Vergara, so you know why I bought it. Tell us about the products because they're awesome.
So we have 7 different roasts right now. I guess you could say 8 if you count the espresso roast, because we have a dark and a light roast for the espresso roast. The peppermint bark is a limited, as well as the pumpkin already sold out, but the peppermint bark's limited. But all the other roasts will have year round. We have the one organic roast, the Liberty roast, probably going to come out with a medium organic roast at some point. And then that's it, really. I mean,
well, you've got it covered, man. I mean, with the espresso, because I know you were excited about that. I got the text message from you. Says you got to check out this espresso roast. Do I need a, because I can hear people now. I know my audience well. Do I need an espresso machine for that?
For the espresso, the ground espresso, you would. It also comes in whole beans. So if you wanted to make that into a regular ground to run through a coffee machine, coffee pot or through your Keurig, something like that, in the reusable K-cups, you could grind up the beans to make it a little coarser. But the regular espresso roast is ground fine for an espresso machine.
Okay, so I do have a grinder, so I can go ahead and get the whole bean from you. I just want to make sure, listener, you understand that you can get it both ways and grind it yourself. Okay, that's absolutely awesome. So the Freedom and Liberty roast, tell us about the Liberty Pack real quick. We've got about a minute and a half. The Liberty Pack is reduced right now. I see on the website it's on sale for $72.99. That's 5 packs. What's included?
So the Liberty Pack's one of our combo packs. And it basically is all of our, other than the espresso roast, it's all of our caffeinated coffees. So the Patriot, the Rebel, the 1776, the Freedom Roast, and the Liberty Roast. It's just a combo pack. And then by buying them all together, you get a discount. You get a 10% off for buying them all together. And we are running a after Christmas sale right now, which is actually 20% off. So if you use the code XMIS20, you'll get 20% off your order. That doesn't apply to the combo packs because there's already a discount on it. But any of the regularly priced coffee, if you use the XMIS20 discount code, you'll get 20% off right now till the end of December.
And now I want to point this out to listeners. I subscribe to the coffee club. I get one bag a month. And I pay $3.95 shipping. You can get 2 bags. I'm going to up mine to 2 bags now because we're going to start doing the organic. And that gives me 3 shipping. You can go, and as they say on the website, never run out of coffee again. It's delivered to your door as often as you need it. Exclusive access to new roasts and special promotions. You can mix and match roasts. You can adjust the shipping frequency anytime. And there's no cancellation or early termination fees. And here's the important part about this. Again, you are defending the Second Amendment every single time you put that coffee cup to your lips, that you're defending the Second Amendment. You can see everything and join everything. It's all right there for you at defendercoffee.com. And Derek, I want to thank you for defending the Second Amendment, defending Armed American Radio, being a part of the Armed American Radio family. I'm really looking forward to working with you in 2020. And it is defendercoffee.com. That's defendercoffee.com. Make sure to go over there. And just do the coffee club like I do. It's worth every penny. You're defending the Second Amendment every single time you take a sip of coffee. Derek Schreck, founder, DefenderCoffee.com. Thanks for being here, Derek. We're going to be back with Rob Pincus right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's monster broadcast, end of the year, and here we are inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. As promised, Mr. Rob Pincus is joining me in the studio today for the 29th, December 29th. Rob, it's the end of the year. It's December 29th. My gosh, where's the year gone?
I'll tell you what, it's gone in a lot of different directions. It's gone a lot of different places. It has been an incredible year, both for me personally. I've gone through a whole bunch of stuff, but the community, the industry, the gun owners, American gun owners have gone through so much this year, and it looks like 2020 is going to be quite a year as well. But it has gone fast, to be fair. When I look back at all the things that have happened, it's hard to believe they were all crammed into one 2019.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? All of a sudden you look back and you think, my gosh, the year is done. First off, let me thank you for being here. You are actually heading from Tennessee back down to Florida, and this is a perfect stop for you, as you do from time to time, as particularly when you do the tour. Welcome to the studio. I appreciate it.
Always great to be here. Great to see your family. Get to check in at the ranch.
And you, my little dog was just didn't want to leave you alone. Let's just say that we had to close the studio door because she loves you.
I was slightly in fear.
Well, you shouldn't be. It's a Shih Tzu, for gosh sakes, but we're kidding. All right, Rob, let's go to... I guess I'm just going to just ask you flat out. There's so much happening right now. So many huge stories. The content is coming at me to the point that I can't keep up with it anymore. You know that. What's the biggest thing for you in 2019? Is it, can you even pinpoint something? What was the biggest issue for you, Rob Pincus?
The biggest thing in 2019 has to be the levy breaking on the NRA. The vast majority of American gun owners, even the leadership of the firearms community, yourself included, who have turned the corner on talking about the problems at the top of the NRA and the need for NRA reform. You know, things started to look bad in 2018. Some of us have been talking about this for years, you know, a couple of decades. If you look at guys like Jeff Knox and some of the concerns we had about the relationship with Akram McQueen for a long time, 2019 was the year that this broke wide open, that Wayne LaPierre and the other leadership people that have maybe left the service, maybe left the employee of the NRA, were not able to just leave the controversy behind. It's caught up with them. It's caught up with them in New York. It's caught up with them in Washington, D.C., and it's certainly caught up with them at ranges and retail shops and on the internet all around the gun community. And we need that reform to happen, and didn't happen in 2019, but you know, I really believe change is on the way for the NRA.
All right, you spend more time in ranges than anybody I know, and I mean that times 50. What are you hearing? Because you just mentioned it, that it's had an effect across, not just in the circles you mentioned, but the ranges specifically.
Yeah, more and more people are you know, starting the conversation about the problems at the NRA, asking me and other leaders in the community. I'm sure you get it too. You know, when are things going to change? How is this going to change? What is the change going to bring? It's no longer a, hey, I heard you complaining about the NRA. What's that all about? Right. That used to, I would get that, you know, people confused, shaking their head, you know, trying to figure out, well, what, wait, Rob, you're pro gun. The NRA's pro gun. Why are you mad at the NRA? What's wrong with the NRA? Well, everybody knows really what's wrong with the NRA now. It's the leadership. It's the dysfunction. It's the financial malfeasance. There's a lot of issues at the NRA. And that when I say that the corner is turned, I mean, look at the number of people. And again, I hold you out because you were on this early, right? You wrote an article that was very clear and very pointed and very clearly expressed your frustration and your desire to see change at the NRA at Ammoland. You've talked about it here on the show. And when we look around the community, other leaders who are generally seen as very conservative, certainly clear, lifelong allies of the Second Amendment, probably been very closely aligned or supportive or at least tolerant of the NRA for decades, who have spoken out and have said, you know, we're going beyond the hushed tones. We're going beyond the whispered voices. We're going beyond looking over your shoulder at SHOT Show to see if anybody, you know, at the NRA is listening when you say, hey, I'm really worried. You know, people are saying it very loudly and clearly, and that's very important. And that has trickled down to the average American gun owner who has stopped funding the NRA, who are looking for other resources for leadership outside of that organization, looking at other organizations, or maybe in many cases, I think just realizing that this isn't about sending $35 or $50 off to some organization every year and thinking you've done your part as a gun rights advocate, that you really do need to be involved at the grassroots level, at the individual level, at the state level, and maybe support a national organization, sure, but you can't write that check and just assume everything's going to be fine, because clearly we have been lazy and complacent with the NRA funding, and it's gotten us nowhere. And in fact, we've seen a lot of, again, dysfunction.
What was, and then I'm going to tell you what it was for me, but I think listeners will be interested to hear from you, because you've been doing this a long time. This is not your first rodeo. You've been critical of the NRA for quite some time, very vocal about it, gutsy vocal about it. I can't tell you the word I want to use over FCC-controlled airwaves about it. But what was your first tip-off that there was a problem at the NRA, and how long ago was it? What got you really motivated to want to make a change and a difference?
Well, it was probably the early 2010s. You know, I mean, I ran for the board in 2014, and that was sort of a last gasp at let's try.
I voted for
you,
by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, you were very supportive, and I got a lot of great support as a write-in candidate. And again, the way that ended was I was asked to step aside from the results of that election before those results were announced, because the NRA, ironically now in retrospect, said that there was potential conflict of interest with the relationship that Personal Defense Network and our DVD series had with the NRA.
Wow.
And I said, well, okay, well, let's try to work this out some other way. Let me get involved in some other way. Well, that has ended up with me on the board of Save the Second, an organization trying to push for reform from outside of the NRA. But that rumbling really started in the mid-2000s. As soon as I started working closely with the NRA, when I was working as an outside contractor to produce the DVD training series and saw sort of the way that all worked, right? I mean, here I am, and I benefited from it, right? I've been very clear about this. I greatly benefited from the fact that the training division had no say in this series of training DVDs because there was money to be made by the NRA in the membership division, in the licensing division, and they were happy with the product, and the members were happy with the product. So the training division just got told, you know, go over there, stay in your corner, do what you do. We're going to do this other thing. And what I learned over the years was there was way too much of that going on, where there was just real siloing, real dysfunction in the organization of the NRA, and far too much power and control was really being pushed off to Akram McQueen. And it was that relationship between Akram McQueen and the NRA culminating in the stillbirth of the CarryGuard program and all the trouble and all the kind of can of worms that got broken open with the insurance issue and the quote-unquote training program that was a marketing program that was a disaster, which was CarryGuard. That's what really, I think, started waking a lot of people up to the problems at the NRA, at the leadership, with the leadership of the NRA. And certainly what we've seen now is this ugly divorce between the NRA and Akram McQueen. So I think things turned heavily on a public scale in April when Oliver North really made his push.
That's when it broke loose. You know, what's interesting is I can promise you that there are life members of the NRA that have been members of the NRA 40, 50 years that never even heard of Akram and McQueen, never even knew it existed.
Oh, of course not.
And it wasn't until April when this thing popped and they realized there was a lawsuit and they said, whoa, what's going on here? A lot of those people have bailed. Let me tell you what it was for me. I'm going to go back to an NRA convention in Charlotte, but probably 6 years ago, maybe. It might have even been longer. I don't remember. When I was in the hotel of the Westin, and I decided to change my hotel from 6 miles away to spend a little bit of money and stay at the Westin. I had my family with me. We were in the lobby, and up come the SUVs, out come the suits. And in addition to the SUVs and the suits popping out, I see Wayne LaPierre and the rest of them getting whisked into the hotel like some kind of foreign royalty dignitaries. And I thought to myself, wait a minute here. The optics of that are terrible when you look at it, when you think about it. He runs a not-for-profit organization. And I that angered me when I saw that. I thought that I saw that lavishness with my own eyes, and that bothered me. So I've kind of kept my eye on it over the years, but I had no idea it was this bad.
And I'll tell you what, factor this in. I would bet my entire gun collection that Wayne LaPierre wasn't carrying a gun that day, but his armed security was. And how many times has the NRA made fun or mocked Rosie O'Donnell or Nancy Pelosi for having armed security but not being capable of protecting themselves, claiming that that's the way Americans should be? Wayne LaPierre isn't carrying a gun, but he's got that armed security we're paying for.
I'm telling you what, and I saw it with my own eyes, and to me it looked ridiculous. It looked over the top. I thought, wow, this is, yeah, it didn't look good. It didn't look, and now we know. It's funny how, you know, 5-6 years later, things come together. When we come back, the tip of the week, Rob Pincus, his pro tip of the week, but he's going to do it in the studio with me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here we are at segment four. We're going to get a tip of the week, a pro tip of the weekend with Rob. But because he's in the studio with me, Rob, I've got an opportunity to ask you a few more questions face-to-face. I want to do that. Rather, because we're not, you're not on the phone in the studio. I've got you here.
Right.
So I'm
going
to take advantage of that, okay? All right.
Throw it.
I want to go back to the National Rifle Association for a minute. That no question about it, biggest story of the year. And as you mentioned off-air during the break, probably one of the biggest of the decade. I think it's safe to say you and I just had a conversation with Alan Gottlieb about a number of issues. So let me close in. He's in agreement with that, how big the story is, by the way. The worst thing that could have happened to gun owners, frankly, is my opinion, because we need a strong NRA.
Absolutely.
Particularly coming into an election. Very bad timing. Let's let you exclamation point this National Rifle Association story before we move to the tip of the week, which is a letter, an email from a listener, by the way.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. It is important, though, that we talk about that. And at the end of the year, as we get ready for all the things we have to face in 2020, the fight, obviously, in Virginia, there's a big fight in Washington State, things going on in California, New York. Again, this NRA story, we need a stronger NRA. We need a better-led NRA. The American gun owners deserve it. And Save the Second's all about that reform. And one of the big attempts at reform that's happened in 2019 is the unprecedented class action lawsuit launched by David Dell'Aquila. And he has a response due to some, you know, typical lawyer shenanigans from Brewer et al. On the NRA's behalf, due actually in just a few days, January 2nd, he has to respond to this issue where they are claiming apparently that there is no standing for a class action lawsuit, that there isn't a class of aggrieved people who've been defrauded of money, who've generously given given to the NRA, expecting certain things to happen with that money, and now who are feeling defrauded because they are finding out about jets and homes and clothing and makeup artists right. and all of these things that have gone on that we all have talked about many times. And he's looking for extra plaintiffs to join the lawsuit because he needs to establish this class in some very specific ways. So I think that's worth giving a shout out to and letting anybody know if you gave money basically to the NRA within the last 5 years in response to any solicitation, any call to action, any claim that the NRA needed your funds to do good work on behalf of American gunners, and you feel that they have spent that money in an inappropriate way, that they haven't represented your interest, they didn't follow through on that solicitation, you can reach out to that effort at WayneMustGo at Gmail. Send an email to WayneMustGo@gmail.com and let David Dell'Aquila and his legal team and the rest of the people involved in the class action lawsuit that you might be an eligible plaintiff here, because establishing that specificity and obviously getting more diversity from the American gun owners, the NRA members group, is going to help them win that lawsuit. And that is an important lawsuit. And it's hard to fight against the idea of the NRA. But remember, we're not fighting against the idea of the NRA. We're fighting to save the idea of the NRA from the current dysfunctional leadership.
Fixing the NRA is going to be a massive undertaking after all of this.
It really is.
This is not going to end in 2020, in the coming year.
No, but we've got this lawsuit. I'll be at the NRA board meeting again in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. I would love to see hundreds of NRA members there. If you're an NRA member, you're eligible to attend the meeting January 11th in Tyson's Corners, Virginia. There'll be several days of committee meetings leading up to that. Save the Second board members will be there. We hope to see as many people come out as we can, because again, this is about saving the Second Amendment's largest, loudest voice, the National Rifle Association.
It's critical for gun owners in America, for law-abiding gun owners, that the NRA be strong and, more important, be really, really healthy.
Absolutely.
You know, I hate this as we see this coming into the election in 2020. All right, well, we'll leave that as the exclamation point. All right, pro tip of the week, very popular. This came from Edward back on 10-3, and I flagged this email, and I haven't had a chance to do this with you yet, so this is a perfect opportunity. I would love to hear Rob Pincus talk about pocket carry. I've carried it in my pocket since 1985, but I rarely hear anyone talk about it. I can't be the only one. I like pocket carry for several reasons. No one except my children have ever spotted that I am carrying my gun. Has never fallen out of my pocket. I can carry a Beretta SC9 13+1. It's fairly easy to draw from my gun hand pocket. I don't even have, and this is interesting, the bathroom problems I've heard others talk about. We'll go into that. That's an important question. I have carried the Beretta, a Ruger SP101, and an American Arms Model Number 1 Derringer, considering a Walther PPQ, adding it to the lineup. I'm sure Rob knows things about pocket carry that I never considered. Edward, great question. Go ahead.
Edward must have big pockets, because some of the guns that he just mentioned are not small guns. And so let me just say that. First of all, if you wear generally baggy clothes, if you're talking about cargo pocket carry, you certainly can get away with a lot more than the typical person wearing jeans or wearing Dockers or something like that, wearing a suit, can get away with pocket carry. So that's the first thing to say, is just because you're carrying in a pocket of pants doesn't necessarily mean that this is a literally and figuratively one-size-fits-all answer. Generally, let me start with the concerns. Why don't we talk about pocket carry all that much? First of all, pocket carry is very, very difficult to draw from in a variety of different unorthodox positions. So when you are standing and your hand's in your pocket and your gun is actually staged in your hand, this is one of the huge advantages of pocket carry. In fact, I just recently did a video for Personal Defense Network where I talked about carrying in a jacket pocket during the winter. So if you're wearing an overcoat or a ski coat and you have a holstered gun, obviously a gun that's meant to be in a holster, that's meant to be in a pocket, you can actually be walking through that parking lot, you know, proverbially in that dark of night, with your hand on the grip of your gun.
Very effective method. It truly
is. And you
can
be incredibly fast.
Right.
Well, on the other hand, when you think about carrying in like the front pocket of jeans or again, Dockers or slacks or whatever, if you're carrying in your front pocket and you're sitting down, it's virtually impossible to get the gun out of the pocket in that position. So you've got potentially really fast or potentially almost impossibly slow. And those two things seem to me to be too big of extremes when you're talking about concealed carry, because you can't predict the exact moment, the exact exact position you're going to be in when it comes time to carry. So to me, that's the biggest negative of pocket carry, is it's not as universally accessible as a gun that's carried on the hip, either inside or outside of the waistband, underneath of a jacket or a pullover or something like that. The other thing about pocket carry, and let me just be really clear about this, anytime we're talking about carrying in a pocket, we must also be talking about carrying in a pocket holster.
Right.
An unholstered gun in a pocket is a liability. It's just not worth it. You're not gaining enough to justify that potential negligent discharge. So make sure if you are going to carry in a pocket that you're practicing those unorthodox shooting positions and that you are using a pocket holster. It's something we've done some videos on. You can go to personaldefensenetwork.com and search pocket holster or pocket carry. You're going to see some more information on that. But I think the main reason it's not more popular is because most people's pockets don't allow for the size gun, the type of gun they want to carry, and it can dramatically slow your presentation time down in all but the most perfect circumstances.
Edward's pockets do lend him to
apparently.
That. Apparently. And that's a good thing, Edward. I hope Rob has answered your question. One more thing. We have about a minute left. The bathroom problems that he's talking about. With the bathroom problems, you know, I don't have a lot of time to go into this. However, if you're carrying a gun outside the waistband or even inside the waistband and you sit to use a restroom in a public facility somewhere, the gun is exposed underneath the stall and so forth. People have said, well, what do I do with my firearm? I don't want that to happen. Now they're asking, now you have to unnecessarily maybe handle the weapon. How many times have we seen, Rob, where the gun is left on the back of a toilet?
Oh, for sure.
It happens all the time. And he is correct. Bathroom problems don't exist with the gun in the pocket, right?
True fact. I like a paddle holster or a holster with snaps. It's easily removable from the belt.
Take the whole rig right off.
Take the whole thing right off and, you know, stick it maybe inside the pants, you know, as they're down
correct.
On your ankles and leave it at that.
That's a great way to end it. Hey, Rob. Thanks for being here, man. I can reach across
man.
The table in
that
the studio.
Awesome.
Okay, it's a little
looking
busy. We got the mics and the booms and all the monitors. We're looking forward to 2020. You and I are going to be together at SHOT Show. You'll be doing some work with me there. No doubt. Let's talk Personal Defense Network with the 40 seconds that we have left. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR. We're going to get very, very active with that in 2020.
Yeah, we're going to be doing even more, obviously, at the new website. That, to me, is the
now
best
you got
story.
The, now we got the videos coming with you, too, because the videos are up and running, so we're going to be able to augment some of these Personal Defense Network tips of the week
yep.
with the video on the Armed American Radio website. So if you want to join up as a premium member, now is the time to do that. Rob Pincus, thanks for being here. We're going to be back in the next hour with Paul Marco. And you never know who else might jump in with us. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues after these messages. Don't go away. It's the end of the year program on Armed American Radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.